This is Twit.
Who should I start with here? Speaking
Let's
of calls.
Let's go to Sue in Redondo Beach. And you know, I know how you like to spend other people's money. So
I want to spend Sue's money. All right. It's a segment at the time on the program we call Spend Sue's Money. Hi, Sue. Leo Laporte.
Hey, Leo. You better watch out for that smart Kim, man. She knows some of the answers.
She does. She's been doing this show so long now. I could probably let her take over.
I know. Watch out.
Watch out. Watch me now.
Well, I wanted to ask you to give me some, maybe a company for a new laptop. I just sent one back that was pretty crummy. It was small for me, and it had the speakers on the side, so I couldn't hear it. So I want a 17-inch. That I know.
Okay. What did you send back, just so I don't recommend it?
It was a Dell.
Oh, all right. Do they have 17 inches?
No, it's 15.
Yeah. Did you get the XPS?
Yes.
Yeah, I really like those. You didn't like that, huh?
I couldn't hear it.
Well, to be fair, laptop speakers are not notoriously high quality.
I know. That where I don't have to put a horn in my ear.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. Yeah. Hey, what'd you say, laptop?
Yeah.
Hey. So I won't recommend. Dell does make a 17, but I won't recommend that.
Okay.
Let me think here. So it sounds like the key for you is good speakers. Was there anything else you didn't like about it?
Just the screen size, basically.
Yeah. And so you want a bigger one. You know, you're using it. I'm going to guess you're using it like a desktop. You don't carry it around or anything.
No, I leave it. I have an HP Envy, which I love, and I just want one for the back bedroom.
How's the sound on the Envy? Do you like that?
It's good.
Okay.
It's good, yeah.
Okay.
I do.
But you wouldn't want to get another Envy.
Well, I just, you know what? I got this from the big box store, and they don't sell them anymore, so I didn't even think of going online and looking for one.
Okay.
I could duplicate it.
There is, I'm looking at an article, let's see, when was this published? October's not so bad. Best laptops for audio enthusiasts. And I have their Apple's MacBook Pro, and I agree. The sound is very good on that. They actually have 6 speakers in that, which is crazy, crazy. But I'm trying to think on a Windows laptop, which ones have the best sound. The author of this article, Ashwin Nair, says that the Dell G3 3500 has a dual speaker system and surround sound. It's only a 15-inch display, though, so let's leave that one behind.
Okay.
And especially since was there anything else about the Dell you didn't like? I don't want to send you to Dell if you're not happy with Dell in general.
No, not really. That was about it.
I think you like HP, don't you?
I do.
So HP does make 17-inch laptops. The only reason, I say it's a desktop replacement is I've had 17s, and they're big. They're heavy. You don't want to carry them around much.
No, I just sit on the foot of the bed while I'm watching TV in my woman cave.
So they make an HP Envy 17-inch.
Okay.
If you like the sound on your Envy, those start at $800. They're not bad.
That's not bad.
Yeah. I think if you're happy with your Envy, and I think by the way, for years on this show, I told people never buy HP because they put too much junk on it and blah, blah, blah. But then remember, they split into two. The HP Enterprise went one way and the HP Consumer went another. And ever since, they've been making amazing laptops. And I have revised my recommendation. I think those Envys are quite nice. Now,
I love it. Well, can you tell me gigabytes? I think I went for, is it 12 or 16?
Well, you can sometimes get 12. Generally, it's 8 or 16 or more.
16.
And I would say 16 is plenty.
Okay.
And they make an Envy with 16 gigs of memory. You can also get storage, depends on how much you're going to keep on your laptop. If you want to keep movies that you're editing and a lot of music, and it sounds like you might put music on there since sound is important, you'd probably want to get a terabyte drive. So now we're getting in a little bit heftier price range. We're getting closer to almost $1,000 at that point.
Okay.
Is that too much? Is that too much for you?
That's about what I figured.
Okay.
Yeah.
You pay more for the bigger screen. Obviously.
Okay, sure.
So I would look. Now, you can at least browse at HP.com at their website. store.hp.com. And I would look at the HP Envy 17-inch laptops. They come with fast processors. They actually come with graphics cards, which offloads the processor for graphics. I think they're really nice. I wouldn't hesitate recommending it.
I love it.
Yeah. Do you like, and especially since you already have one, so I know you you like the keyboard, you like how the screen looks, you know, you like all that stuff and the sound.
I do.
Yeah.
I do, yeah. I think it's a sharp-looking machine.
Yeah, then I would say have a matching Envy.
All right.
Well, why not?
I love it.
Thank you, Sue.
Okay,
have a great day. Stay warm. It's getting a little chilly. It was so hot last week, and now it's getting a little cold. The big makers of computers, and mostly laptops are what people buy these days. They don't buy desktops as much. Are HP, Dell, and Lenovo, and then there's Apple, and they kind of all swap positions from time to time. But those are the big three: HP, Dell, and Lenovo. And I have no problem with any of them. I have some very nice Dell XPSs. I had some beautiful HPs. I like the Spectres because they were very thin and light. And if you want rock solid, you know, built like a tank with great keyboards, I love the Lenovo ThinkPads. But they're not pretty. They're really they're almost industrial looking. But I love those too. One of the nice things, I think it's not true anymore, but until very recently, they were very upgradable too. You could replace the keyboard, the trackpad, the memory, the hard drive. That's changing everywhere in the laptop world. Because thinner and lighter, people want thinner and lighter, so everything's soldered in, and most of this stuff's not upgradable anymore. Alas.